Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever. And our soul says amen. And amen, and amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. We welcome each and every one of you, especially our first-time visitors. Amen. Thank you for joining in with us on today on our platform where we meet 7 days a week, lifting up the name of Jesus, TGIF. Today, God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness, and all of these other things shall be added unto us. I am Dr. Alfreda. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this beautiful morning, another day that the Lord he has made. Amen. And for this, we give God praise, glory, and all of the honor. Amen, amen, and amen. He brought us this far, and he did not bring us as far to take us back again, but he brought us out to take us into the promised land. Although the giants will be there, we definitely will not be afraid, for he brought us out to take us into the promised land. Amen and amen. We want to begin this morning as one of our encouraging readings. Amen. From Dr. Lauren. Amen. In the Carolinas. Amen. We want to thank God for her. We want to thank God for her faithfulness. We want to thank God for the message that she brought to us on last Sunday about the return of Christ, a full gospel message. And we want to just thank God for her and how God uses her in the vineyard. Amen. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. So she is going to come to us this morning. Amen. With a reading. Amen. And we bless the Lord. Good morning, Dr. Lauren. Are you there?
Yes. Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm exceedingly well. Thank you. How are you?
I am great. Thank you so much for asking.
And amen. Good morning to everyone. Welcome. Amen. Bless Jesus. And the floor is yours, sister.
Amen. Thank you, God. The name of our reading this morning is Finding Peace in Adversity. We all have a tipping point in our lives when we recognize we are under so much pressure that we are on the verge of losing our peace, oh God, and are about to start behaving badly. The psalmist asked the Lord to grant his people power to calm himself and find peace in the days of adversity, Psalm 94 and 13. Here are some steps that will hopefully help the process. Step one, when we feel overwhelmed, we usually start talking to anyone who will listen. We will never regain control unless we stop talking and regroup. Step two, be realistic about what is really happening. Is the problem really as bad as you are imagining it to be? Are you worrying about things that have not even happened yet and may never happen? Step three, as you begin to calm down, ask yourself if any of the things you feel overloaded with can be put off until later or perhaps handed off to someone else. Is help available? Thank you, Jesus. If you ask for it, if you truly want change within your circumstances, you will need to be willing to make some changes yourself. Step four, think about what you are thinking about that is frustrating you and stop thinking about it. Cast your care on God and let him show you what he can do. Keep saying, God, I let this go. I trust you. Until you feel yourself calming down. Step five, we can manage our emotions and learn to live beyond our feelings. Being the master or mistress of yourself under God's leadership is entirely possible. But it will not happen as long as you let rage, emotion rule. We cannot prevent feelings from coming, but we are totally capable of using self-control even in the midst of the wildest emotions. Step six, resist the devil. Onset. The root source of all of lack of peace is the devil, not people. Or even circumstances. It is the devil's working through the people on the circumstances. The devil has set you up to be upset. And the sooner you take action and resist him, the easier it will be. God of all peace, I thank you for granting me the power to calm myself and find peace in the midst of troubling situations. Give me the wisdom I need to manage my emotions and resist the devil's attacks to keep me to be upset. In Jesus' name, amen. That concludes our reading. Have a blessed day.
Thank you, Dr. Lauren, and the same to you. Amen. Finding peace and adversity, amen, because it is true that we all have a breaking point, amen, but we thank God for your pointers on today, amen. When we talk to anyone who will listen, amen, we have to be realistic, amen. Discover if help is available, stop thinking about it, begin to manage our emotions under God's leadership, and resist the devil. And when we resist the devil, the Bible tells us that he will flee. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for those important vitamins. We need vitamins. Amen. Either some people, if you eat right, you don't have to take the vitamin supplements. Most of us need vitamin supplements, especially vitamin D for this COVID-19. And we need vitamins. The vitamins was created by God. Vitamins, zinc, and iron, and A, B, C, D, E. Glory be to God. And so we want to thank God, amen, for, amen, our vitamins this morning and that very encouraging reading. Amen. Glory be to God. Giving us, if we were only hear and listen, if we were only hear and do, we have to be more than hearers of the word. We have to be doers of the word. Amen. And we will prosper. So thank you so much, Doctor. We appreciate you. Amen. And you have a lovely
thank
day
you.
Also. Amen.
Thank you. God bless
thank you. God bless you. All right. All right. We bless be the name of the Lord. And to God be all praise, glory, and honor. On this, our Praise Wednesday, we want to have a question for you. Amen. Glory be to God. On Thursdays, you know, we try to, amen, just do things a little bit different. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. We just flow. We just flow. Amen. Glory be to God. But I do have a question on this, our Praise Wednesday. Amen. Glory be to God. And that question is, have you said thank you? Have you said thank you today? Have you said thank you? Have you, you know, so that's why in the Bible, the Lord tells us, amen, how to enter into his gates. He tells us, amen, glory be to God, amen, when in Psalms 100, amen. Let's just go there, amen, just for a minute this morning, amen, and we give God the praise. God, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. In Psalms 100, the Lord says, make a joyful noise unto the land, to the Lord, all ye lands. He tells us how to approach him. Verse 2, it says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. It's a blessing, amen, when we can, amen, just sing. Before we say anything, before we ask God for anything, we want to give God a song. Ah, and he loves it. And guess what? Let me tell you something. God will sing back to you. Then he says here, verse 3, know ye not that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Well, we ought to be a sheep. Sometimes we're not a sheep. All right? But if you belong to the Lord, amen, you are the sheep of his pasture. Then he continues in verse number 4. He says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. He didn't say enter into his gates with a prayer request. We so quick to run to the Lord without inventory and our heavy loads. And the Lord is there to receive them. But there is a proper protocol. You just don't go running up into somebody's office. Glory be to God. Glory be. Y'all know proper protocol. You go to handle business. Glory be to God. You do a little chit-chatting first, a little bit. Glory be to God. Y'all know protocol. He says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise and be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. The Lord gives us the protocol. He says, number one, I want you to make a joyful noise to me. You ain't got to make all that noise. Say who? You're making noise for everybody else. 76ers, Cowboys, amen, this person, that person is losing. Immortal men, you making noise for everything and everybody else. Make some noise, he said, number one. Then he says, come before me with singing. That means it's okay to sing loud. You can sing from your heart, open your mouth. You don't need no audience. He's your audience. Then he says, come to me with thanksgiving. Come to me with praise and come to me being thankful and blessing me. Now, this is the proper protocol, beloved. How often do we just run to God and didn't even tell God thank you for what he did yesterday? Didn't even give God, act like you ashamed of your testimony of what God already did. But yet you still got your prayer requests. Well, when you going to tell the Lord thank you? I don't know what I'm going to have for dinner tonight. Did you tell the Lord thank you for what you had last night? See? So, beloved, amen. My question this morning on this Our Praise Wednesday is, have you said thank you today? Not only have you said thank you to him, glory be to God, have you said thankful, have you said, are you thankful for the relationships? The relationships in your life, the people in your lives. Oh, they're getting on my nerves. Oh, they're getting on your nerves. Let God take one of them. Your children getting on your nerve? Let God take one of them. We couldn't console you. You may be in grief. I met a young lady and her mother died and she was in grief for 7 years. Now, we know that was a spirit of grief. See, and sometimes, amen, that tarried on and tarried on, but while they was living, were you thankful? Were you thankful for them, beloved? In Ephesians 1 and 16, he says, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. When was the last time you gave thanks from your heart for the loved ones God has placed in your life? The phrase give thanks comes from the Greek word, beloved, which means an outpouring of grace and of wonderful feelings that freely flow from the heart in response to someone or something. That's the definition of give thanks. Let me repeat that again. In the Greek, when it says give thanks, the definition of give thanks is an outpouring of grace and of wonderful feelings that freely flow from the heart in response to someone or something. And this is the word that Paul used when he gave thanks for the Ephesians church. In fact, beloved, in nearly all his epistles, Paul used that same word when he gave thanks for the people he loved. When's the last time you gave thanks, beloved? For instance, Paul used this word in Ephesians 1:16 when he said, cease not to give thanks for you. This means that when Paul thought of the Ephesian church, wonderful feelings of thankfulness would well up in his heart for them. But, loving, do you have any wonderful feelings of thankfulness? And we're going to open up the lines in a couple minutes, amen, and just take a couple people. May not be able to take them all, glory be to God. But do you have any wonderful feelings of thankfulness? We like to complain. We like to find faults. We like to pick people's weaknesses out. What they doing wrong, what they should have did, what they could have did. But is there any feelings of thankfulness for that individual? See? And I think someone spoke about it last week on the call. Then we wait until they transition over, and then we want to go crazy. You want to fall into the casket. I got to get in the casket with them. Your conscience beating you up. Going down to the graveyards and I'm jumping in. I'm jumping in the hole and all that stupid stuff. See? And most times, not all the time, but most times, that's guilt. That's guilt on top of grief. Why? Because you have many a days, many a hours, many a opportunities to express some gratitude, but you didn't. Now you want to wait till it's too late. So when we read this scripture in the Greek, it reads like this. Thanking God for you is so easy. It just flows out of my heart every time I think of you. In fact, I never take a break from letting God know how I feel about you. How many of us have that testimony? That we never take a break from letting God know how we feel about relationships and the people that God has put in our lives. How many people in our lives, beloved, that we can say, amen, that thanking God for you is so easy? Because it flows out of my heart. Is anything flowing out of your heart every time you think of it, someone, beloved? That it might not be for everybody, but you're going to tell me you got somebody in your life, glory be to God, beloved, and you not. Come on now. In Colossians 1:3, Paul uses the same Greek word when he says we give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. In 1 Thessalonians 1:2, he again uses that same Greek word when he prays for the Thessalonian believers. He says, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. And 2 Thessalonians 1:3, he uses this word again when he writes, we are bound to thank God always for you. Beloved, who are you praying for besides yourself? Who are you praying for besides your family? The fact that Paul used this word, beloved, when he prayed for his dearest friends reminds us that we must be thankful for the relationships God has put in our lives. And whenever we think of our closest circle of friends, a deep sense of gratefulness, thankfulness, and appreciation should well up within us. So, beloved, when you're praying for others, stop for a moment and reflect on all God has done in your life through those who are closest to you. And when you realize how valuable those relations have been to you, you'll be able to freely, joyfully, and unreservedly thank God for such precious friends. Amen. Lord, you have blessed us with the most wonderful friends. And today we want to thank you for putting such great people in our lives. Long-term, real friends are such a treasure. So we want to start this day by thanking you for these gifts of precious relationships. Help us never lose sight of how much we need these people. Help us also to never fail to show them how much we love and appreciate them. In Jesus' name we thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Who are you grateful for? Who are you grateful for? Hit the number one, glory be to God, and cue, amen. Let's get a couple testimonies, amen. Just come and take about a minute or two, amen, glory be to God. And if you're grateful, now you don't have to be making up nothing. You ain't grateful for nobody, then so be it. Don't nobody even know you're on the line. See, if you ain't grateful. Amen. But I'm going to tell you the truth. I am grateful. I am grateful. I am grateful. I am grateful for my parents. Thank God that my mother, my stepfather, who I consider to be my father, my seven siblings, amen, my three beautiful daughters, my five granddaughters, Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry partners. Grateful for a long-term relationship with our elder Valerie Carte, who announced her wedding last night. Amen. She will be getting married in 2 weeks. Amen. After a 2-year engagement, she will be coming to share her testimony. Amen. Soon. Thank God. Amen. For the relationship. Only God knows the relationship that me and this lady have endured. I am grateful. I am grateful for my pastors, my leaders. Amen. I am grateful, saints. I'm grateful. I am even grateful for my enemies. You know why? Because God used them, amen, and that the evil towards me to make me who I am and who I am becoming. And I still went. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. Amen. And I wanted to tell the Lord, and I try to tell them. I try to tell them. When I get an opportunity, I try to stop, send a text out to us, you in the ministry. How y'all doing this week? Have a good week. Thank you for serving this week. Some type of words of encouragement. Amen. I try to do that. Why? Because I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the relationship. We don't talk every day. We don't have time for that. But you're still in my heart and you're still in my prayers. And I am grateful. So I just want to put that out there in the atmosphere. Amen. That yes, I am grateful. Amen. And so we give God praise, glory, and all the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The floor is open. Amen. The floor is open. Somebody with the phone number 4498. Yes. Good morning.
And good morning, Pastor, and good morning to all our prayer warriors and prayer partners, and good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Pastor, I don't know how you just always touches my soul. I've been thanking God all night. I've been twisting and turning and just thanking him. I just thank God, just thank you. I just thank you. And when we say who we are thankful for, you know, my dad is just such a special individual. And I just thank God for him because that good quality that he had, where he always wanted folks to be okay. And that's one of the things that he always say, Dad, how's everything? Everything is good. Everything's going to be okay. And my wife, and my cousin always said that God made my wife, Rhonda, especially for me. Because for 53 years, this woman has just been my sidekick. She's the one that dresses me up every morning and say, go get them. Go out there and make the world better. And I just thank God for that. And I'm thanking God for our movie day. We're doing our senior movie day again. And God has put in my heart yesterday to talk with the chair, Ms. Francine Beckett, and said, you know, next month for our movie day, because we do the movie day, then we do lunch afterwards. I said, next month in October, for our luncheon, we're going to have an information luncheon for our seniors. And he has already put in my mind the folks who I need to talk to, and I know it's going to be great. I know it's going to be great because right now our seniors really need information to just survive through all the things that we are going through. And the third Wednesday every month, 10 o'clock, we try to have we call a senior cool out where they can just come, see a good movie, after the movie, go to lunch. But instead of them just going to lunch next month, they're going to come to an information fair. And God has already, again, put in my mind how he would like for me to do it. So I'm thanking God. I mean, I just thank God for the favoritism he shows me. He's always, I'm in good, Lord have mercy. I'm in good shape, even with all the things that are happening around me, all the things that, you know, the family and friends, I continue to have to say, I'll see you on the other side too, and wow, and it doesn't tear me down. It always lifts me up and lifts my spirit up, knowing that there's another one, another star that's going up and looking down to make sure that I'll be okay. And Pastor, I'm going to close with this. There was something that I just thought was just so special. And I don't know if me being selfish about being on this planet, but during the pandemic when it first happened, my car was the only car on the road. I mean, I was on 76, the only car. 95, the only car. For about 3 months, when I was on the road, and that was because I was taking my wife to babysit or do her child care service at my daughter's. And that was just an amazing thing to be on these two major roads and be the only car out there. And the only thought I had is when the police stopped me with the papers that I had that says that she was an essential person be enough for them to, you know, say it's okay for me to be on that road. But in 3 months, never got stopped. Matter of fact, never even seen the police. So, I just thank God. I just thank God that he has, again, has put me in such a good place. And, Pastor, I can't wait till I get the opportunity to share my testimony about when I was walking in God's light. I'm telling this world, there is nothing. There's nothing. You can't even compare nothing. You can't even imagine nothing as beautiful, as peaceful, as comforting, as wonderful than when you're walking in God's light. So thank you, Pastor, for allowing me to share. I am thankful for my life, and I am thankful for all the things that it's included in my life. Love you, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. Love you, too. And thank you for sharing, Brother Reed. Amen. And God bless you. Amen. And we will schedule that testimony because we want it to come forth in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. All right. All right. All right. Amen. We have someone else in queue. Amen. Who are you grateful for? Amen. The line is open.
That big thing. Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me, Reverend Bradford?
Yes. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to everyone on the line. And Reverend Lauren, Sister Lauren, that beautiful scripture reading. And I just never could wake up through the word of God, just thanking them for every day of my life for everything. I mean, the song when they say, I am grateful. I am so grateful for the things that you have done. I am grateful for everything. I just can't imagine from the time that I really was saved, set free from anything that was unpleasing to God. And every minute, every second, every hour of the day, I have to go down on my knees. I have to go to the bathroom. I have to go back to the bed. I have to come downstairs. And it's all praises, because all praises and honor belongs to God and his wonderful, wonderful son, Jesus Christ, and the wonderful Holy Spirit. And I just couldn't imagine living without him and loving just his people. Always bend my knees when I pray. God, I just thank you for you. I thank you for my family. I thank you. And I go name by name. I mention your name. I mention your mom's name, your sister's name, your kid's name, and all that I hear as I walk up and down the street. I just feel free in my spirit. And I just thank God so much. And just thanking him for them 37 years, my son was incarcerated. And, oh, God, my God, my God. And see my daughter married to a wonderful Christian man, and hallelujah, Jesus, and my other daughter, and it just goes on, and a lot of people are getting saved and coming to Jesus, and we just thank God so much this morning. I can go on like an energizer, and every time I just think upon things in my quiet moment, and hearing things on the prayer line and just going to church, I can't even imagine missing any, not boasting. I can't even remember any days that I missed going to the house of God, because he said my house is called the house of prayer. We know that we can pray anywhere to reach the Lord, but nothing like going into the house of fellowship and coming together as one, like I do on this prayer line, we do on this prayer line. I just encourage others, as God say, just look up and see the goodness of God, and first seek ye the kingdom of heaven and all his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto us. And I always say this one thing, Reverend Bradford, T.D. Jakes used to say, pray till you need chapstick. And I used to just hear that when he said it, and I would just pass that on. But God is certainly good, and just being thankful for everything. You just can't imagine all the thoughts that we each have in our bodies that we can thank him for. I mean, every minute. I mean, the hair on our head, and the walking, the moving, the breathing, the thinking, the thoughts, good, bad, or in between. But when you go to Jesus, he will fix it, because he is a fixer. So I'm thankful this morning, every day of my life, as he uses me, because I want to be used. I am available to him. I am available to my friends, family, neighbors, or whoever God put in my life that I can just encourage somebody. So everybody be blessed. I love you, and God loves you more. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you for sharing, amen, Sister Gwendolyn, and that spirit of gratefulness, amen, flowing from your heart, amen, towards God and towards God's people, amen. Thank you for sharing on this morning, amen. God bless you.
Bless you too. Love you.
Thank you. Love you too. Amen and amen. Okay, we have somebody else in queue on this morning. Good morning, good morning. The floor
morning.
Is open.
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning. Good morning.
This is Joanne Thurman. Good morning, everyone. God bless everyone on the line. I have a song. I thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord, because you've been so good to me. You've been so good to me. I thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord, because you set my soul free. You set my soul free. You've been a doctor in the sick room. You've been a lawyer in the courtroom. You've been a heart fixer, a mind regulator. You made a way out of nowhere. You made the blind to see, the lame to walk. You even made the dumb to talk. Oh, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord. I thank you, Lord. And that's my testimony. I just thank him for everything that he done for me. If he never done another thing, he's already done enough. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'm so grateful.
Amen.
And I'm so grateful.
And what a joyful song. Amen. It's amazing. Amen. One song, amen, can convey a thousand words. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I guess that's why music is so popular. Amen. Thank you so much for that joyful, cheerful song. Amen. On this day, the Lord's Day. Amen. Thank you for sharing, Minister Joanne. We appreciate you. Amen. Be blessed on today. Amen. All right. I see one other person in queue this morning. Amen. Let me open up. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. God bless
you. Good morning.
God bless everyone. I'm so glad you woke me up this morning, gave me the activity of my limbs, articulation of my speech, the blood running warm in my veins. I thank God for life, health, and strength. I have no pain. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I have no pains. I feel good. And I thank God I know a good God that blessed me. Thank God for my mother. Thank God for this ministry. Thank God for all the people in my life. Like you said, enemies, frenemies, people, my loved ones, cousin I don't see, but we get on the phone. My other cousin, I don't see him that often, but we get on the phone, and it don't seem like we're far away from each other because we always keep in touch. Talking about reach out and touch, it does make a difference. I ain't seen my cousin in years, but I talk to her often, and I'm thankful, and I'm praying for her, praying for my mom, praying for my cousin. Thank God for this ministry. And I love you with Jesus, in Jesus' name.
Amen. And we love you too. Amen, Sister Joanne. Amen. We have two Joannes here. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And so we thank God for you and thank God for you sharing, amen, the gratitude that is on your heart towards God and the relationships in your life. Amen. Thank you for sharing on this morning. Amen. We appreciate you. Amen. And we blessed be the name of the Lord. We indeed want to thank our Dr. Lauren, amen, for starting us off today, amen, with that very, very encouraging reading. We want to thank God, amen, for our brother Reed, amen, and our sister Gwendolyn and sister Joanne B and Joanne T, amen. Glory be to God sharing on today, amen. And to God be all the praise, all the glory. and all the honor. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. And all the rest of you, amen. Glory be to God, amen, that would have, amen. Normally I sort of like to give you a little notice what we're going to do on Praise Wednesday, but I can only give you as the Lord gives to me, because I try not to be in control, amen. I try to really, I'm not all the way there yet, but God knows I'm striving to really be on cue with the Spirit of the Lord, with the heartbeat of God. I mean, to not miss a beat. Whatever God wants, I want to provide it. I want to do it. I want to be it. I mean, that's where I am now. Nothing else really matters. Amen. So that's why I keep my ears open, my heart open. So that's why sometimes I be saying I to you right now in this minute. Why? I got to pray. I got to pray and hear from God. And I tell you, when we do it that way, amen, we going to be happy, 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 happy. All right, saints, amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Today, we're going to be back, amen, at 12 o'clock, Lord's willing, amen, at the altar of prayer, amen. And then we're going to be back for Bible study at 8. We ask that you would fast today. If you can put a couple hours in the fasting, amen, turn your plate down. While we want to, amen, for our prayer summit that's coming up the last Thursday and Friday, I'm sorry, the last Wednesday and Thursday of this month, and the last Wednesday and Thursday of October, and the third Wednesday and the third Thursday of November for the next 3 months. And this is going to be global. We've opened this up to all of our partners across the globe, our brothers and sisters in Africa and other parts, and we opened it up to them. And so the Lord has ordained this prayer summit. So I'm going to be reaching out to you prayer partners, amen, so we can get our strategy together, how we're going to do this call. It's going to be on Zoom. If you're not internet savvy, don't worry about it. We'll give you a telephone number so you can still call in. All right, but we want everybody to be a part of it. Begin to pray and fast, saints. Amen. Let us fast, amen, for this upcoming summit, that souls will be saved, backsliders reclaimed, miracles on conference. Oh, yeah, let the buzz go out that God can work a miracle on a conference line. Why? Because he can, because he's everywhere, and there's no time and distance in the spirit. Amen. So those are announcements on today. Let me quickly give you we are next Monday at 7:30. We're having a special Zoom meeting. Okay. Glory be to God. I've already given you 40 reasons why you need to be on this call next Monday, the 20th at 7:30. I will be giving out the telephone number. And for those of you who have email and text, I'll be texting you the link for Zoom. So either way you can get on. If you can't get on Zoom, you just call in. All right, please set your calendar for next Monday at 7:30. Okay, here's a hit real quickly, all right? What about if your teenager gets a speeding ticket? Do you know what to do? What about if your landlord enters your apartment without permission? What if your child throws a baseball through a neighbor's car window? What about if you do not have a living will or a medical power of attorney? What about if your landlord refuses to refund your cleaning deposit? What about if you lose an expensive watch in a hotel and the manager denies liability? What if a speeding car nicks your bumper because you were parked in the street? What about if a merchant refuses to honor a guarantee? What if your spouse claims a right to your earnings? A club sends merchandise after you cancel your membership. What happens if you are refused service at a restaurant? What happens if a property manager refuses to rent to you? What happens if you are denied credit for no apparent reason? What if the repair shop threatens small claims court for money that you do not owe them? What if your car insurance is canceled when your teenager has an accident? Or what if your child needs special attention in public school? These are some of the reasons, beloved, And I'm going to give you 20 more tomorrow and 20 more Friday. I'm going to give you 100 reasons why you need to be here on Monday, and you need to have some family and friends, because we helping folks. We doing ministry. This is ministry. Amen. We just love you that much. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. Everybody have a wonderful, 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 wonderful day. Amen. Glory be to God. Father God, we are grateful. We are grateful that you gave us one more day. Many people went to bed last night, Father. They still laying there, getting colder by the minute. They ain't getting up. Somebody going to have to come and bring them out, because they ain't getting up, Father God, because their soul has departed. And our day is coming, but it ain't here yet. And you've given us one more day to serve you on planet Earth. And we say thank you for the opportunity. We will not squander this day. Thank you, Father. Lord, as we go out today, stay in the day. Whatever we do today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father God, we ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, sorrow, and premature death, accidents, incidents, and calamities. And we say thank you that no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment shall be condemned. Father, meet us back at 12 o'clock for our prayer altar. Meet us back tonight for Bible study, and we're grateful for the opportunity. Many countries can't do this, Father. They can't even bring the Bible out in public. They have to hide in tunnels and lock themselves up in rooms to even discuss the Bible, Father. But we are thankful that we have the privilege here in the United States of America at this particular time, Father, to carry our Bibles, and most of all, for the Bibles that's in our hearts. So we bless you, and we say thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name, and we seal this prayer, Father God, hallelujah, by the word, the blood, and the spirit. Hallelujah. We cast it at Jesus' feet. Now unto him who was able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favor, and may the Lord give you his peace. And Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and he most definitely is the Lord of Lords. Let me say something. I love y'all. I really do. Each and every one of you. I haven't met as of yet, but we're going to meet. We're going to meet before this year is up, Lord's willing. But not only do I love you, I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful that you are part of this ministry. I am. And I pray for you a couple times a day, in my morning prayer, in the evening prayer, and if the Lord lay you on my heart in the middle of the day, I'll stop and I'll call your name and your situation and your circumstances up, because I'm grateful for you. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen and amen. Thank you.
time, I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful. Have done. You look at him and tell him, yes, I'm grateful. The victory that we've won. Tell him I could go on and on. About your works. Because I'm grateful. Praise you, Lord. Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.